Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How in the hell are you doing on this fine, frickin'-tastic day?
I'm sorry, your face is familiar, but I can't put a name to it.
Okay, hold on. Now, it's been, what, 5 days? Four?
Well, listen, at first, I was afraid.
Then you were petrified?
I was petrified, thinking how I was going to live without you by my side. But I spent so many light nights, you know.
You know what's funny? With your computer, there, it looks like you're reading that.
I am reading it.
Are you really? You shut your face.
I know. I generally know those words, but not well enough.
So you really did write it down?
I pulled it up. I mean, anyway, I grew strong and I learned how to get along. Really how that ended. Now you're back. From outer space.
From outer space? Where did I go?
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
Stop.
I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key if I had known for just 1 minute that you'd be back to bother me.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Am I back, though? Am I truly back?
To properly answer your question, I am Yabba-Dabba-Dooley.
Oh. Well, look at you, fancy ass.
There you go.
That is some, man. I was, while you were reading lyrics.
Yes.
I was
performing those lyrics.
I apologize.
Yes.
While you were performing lyrics, I was buckling up for the real thing and was interrupted rudely by Nissan. So fuck those guys.
Yeah.
But.
Please. Let's do it.
There it is. Oh.
Buffering.
There it is.
I learned how to get along and I grew strong. From outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have laid you leave the key.
You should have.
If I had known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go.
I can't, I'm stuck.
Walk out that door.
But I'm stuck here.
Just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
Oh, I've got,
that's where the lyrics end.
Oh,
my love to give.
I will survive. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome for that, everybody.
Thank
That's
you.
What happens when
I was
you
hoping
go...
it would break out into a song, but I didn't really dare to wish.
That's what happens when you go 5 days without a show, evidently. Evidently.
I just miss you. I miss being here. All I'm left with is my life, you understand? If I'm not in this room, I have to go live.
That's interesting that you bring that up, because I am left... not having a life.
That's true.
Is what seems to be the running thing. Well, listen, we're glad we're back. The new schedule is going to be, and I'm already going to get this wrong, but Mondays at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
And Thursdays at 12 o'clock.
That
is
will
when
work.
We will be recording. Things are nice because now things are settling in at the new job and the, whatchamahoozit. My schedule settling in.
Oh, yes.
Evidently I have to go.
The cookies are done.
This fucking, again, with the computer. Who needs text messages on their computer? That's my freaking horrible wife is what I was going to say, but I love her dearly. But I'm angry at her right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, do tell.
Well, here it is. Daddy.
I really dragged that out of him.
Daddy, yeah. If you twist my arm. Daddy is a big deal now.
Sure.
I've transitioned from not just internet celebrity to aural celebrity, as I like to call myself now. Yeah. Don't spit Diet Coke on your computer.
Sorry.
So in my aural celebrity-ness, we're doing this benefit. It's actually a pretty big deal, I think. There's a restaurant here called the White House that I guess is down in Anaheim.
Okay.
And it feeds, I don't know if any of you have seen the documentary, but I can't remember the name of it, but there's a documentary I think that HBO did that's really interesting about the kids that live in the motels of Disneyland. And they're really, really broke, poor families, and yeah. they literally live in motels around Disneyland, and they go and like play on parking structures, and then they because they live near Disneyland, mm-hmm. they go in these parking structures and watch the fireworks every night, and that's like the highlight of their day. But
okay.
there's tremendous issues with bed bugs, blah blah blah. Very sad.
It's brought up a lot of questions for me. But go on.
This place called the White House. It's a restaurant that Bill Handel has had a I think about a 4-year relationship with now.
Yeah.
This guy feeds all those kids
wow.
every night.
Wow.
And we do a benefit.
I'm going to pack up my kids.
Right?
Yeah.
We do a benefit, and he makes spaghetti, essentially. So he asks everybody to donate pasta.
My
and
kids are out.
Last year, they earned $800,000 in donations, and 80,000 pounds of product were donated.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So this year, they're hoping to break $1 million, and they're hoping to break 100,000 pounds of product donated to this
That's
fantastic
incredible.
Guy who feeds
How much
all
of that
kids.
Are you going to get?
Probably 80%.
Just off the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know, because of my oral celebrity.
Sure.
So anyway.
And so your wife, who hates needy children.
She hates needy children.
Yeah.
She thinks her children are the only ones who need anything.
Right.
She's, you know, she's that bitch.
I understand.
And I.
She's no Jessica.
No. I don't even know what that reference
that's
means.
That's your second wife.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's dead to me already.
You've already forgotten her.
Yeah. She stopped putting out. I'm out. I'm out. That's the whole reason I had you, bitch. Clean the house and put out.
I loved in that scenario, by the way, that your dear wife, Natalie, who's been with you all this time and uh-huh. put in all this effort and support,
uh-huh.
she's still working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica, you're fictional. She couldn't take on the burden, the financial burden.
Yeah.
She was there to clean the house. You still put the workhorse out
yeah.
in the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to.
That's how we do.
Okay.
All right?
That's true. Yeah.
I'm going to do me. You do you.
Okay. Yep. Your pimp,
right?
Your pimp hand is strong.
Damn straight.
I should have known.
Damn
I should have known.
Skippy Paco.
Okay.
Don't get all cray cray on me, yo. Big boy! So anyway, I've arranged for my parents to come down. They asked me, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm
yeah.
going to be an off-air MC for this thing, and I'll be milling around with the people, you know, shaking hands, letting them get a little of the skin.
Sure.
They want up and close face-to-face time
yeah.
with the RL celebrity.
You will be fantastic at that.
Yeah.
If
so
you don't offend everybody.
I'm going to offend everyone.
Okay.
I can't be more offensive than my boss, Bill Handel. Anyway. So they want me to do this from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so I got to go down there the night beforehand, which means I won't be able to pick up the kids, blah, blah, blah. So I called I said, Natalie, can you change your day off? Because all you got to do is have Friday off. Everything's fine. She goes,
yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
Mm.
So I said, okay, no problem. And I called Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad are like, yep, we're on it. They're, you know, grandparent caravan coming down, going to help out with the children.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it every minute of it. Then all of a sudden, she texts me today like she's, you know, Captain Get Everything Done lady.
Yeah.
And is like, by the way, switch my days off. It's totally fine. So now I'll be around with your parents. I'm like, bitch, maybe did you think possibly for a second that my parents didn't want to drive 400 miles just to stare at us?
I totally understand this. I'm having the same, not parents, a whole different circumstance, but the same issue with Luna next door where like when something changes, as long as it's not a problem for her, then it doesn't matter what it
what
means to anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she thought she was helping. And I said, well, I could have swore that you said you couldn't swap days off. And she's like, well, at the time I couldn't, but now
yeah.
I can. And blah, 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 blah. You know how she talks. So,
do we ever know how she talks?
That's true. Where is she? There she is.
Oh, she's over it. I'm going to put my dick in it.
That's right.
Asshole.
And, that's how she talks.
That's how she talks. That's how she's going to be talking to me if she ever hears this. But so that was my little frustration today. It's not even a real frustration. My real frustration, I started thinking about this, and I was talking about it with the other parents, that I don't know what's going on. I feel like kids are getting better and better as people.
Okay.
Follow me on this.
Yeah.
My son has his group of friends,
mm-hmm.
and we do weekly park visits. This is what it is to be a parent now. And it's here's the thing. When I say that out loud in this room, I hate it. But when
yeah.
I participate in it, oh my gosh, I love it. I love sitting there shooting the breeze with the other parents.
Uh-huh.
They have kids the same age. It's a fuck ton of fun.
Sure.
And
your meningitis in full bloom
oh
on
my
those
God.
Occasions.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to do.
Three snaps around the world is what you're trying to do. I don't know. But you were doing the silent film version of it, just over there shimmying in a
Well, it's an audio medium, and I didn't want to let anyone in.
Let the oral celebrity handle it. And so anyway, so they were doing like a play date thing. You know how I learned that now you trade off. So the other day they came over and played video games, and then now they were going over to another kid's house, and one of the kids went to the third kid and said, hey, you want to go over to my house today? And this is what a child who is six, maybe seven tops, said to his friend about going over to his house and playing for a couple hours. He's like, I do, but I want to get my homework done first. And I looked at not that child's mother who said that, but the kids their parent who everybody was going over their house.
Right? Yeah.
So I said, what the fuck is going on with these kids? She goes, aren't they cute? I said, no. No, they're frightening. Because here's the thing. The only thing that makes sense to me is that these kids must be like smoking pot in the, you know what I mean? Like they either got cigarettes or weed or heroin. They're smoking heroin wrong because they're still a toddler. Like, I keep calling them toddlers, but they're first graders. You know, like there's got to be something that they're doing wrong. I know that there's still asshole kids that exist. I'm not that naive, but they don't seem to be the majority like they used to. These children seem to be saving their assholedness for when they come home with us. Fair to say?
Yes.
Stockpile it up.
I've experienced a lot of that myself.
Lots of smiles, lots of politeness and please and thank yous and, you know, oh, let me do that for you. And, you know, no, oh, I don't want to bother you until they come home. And then they just want to just ram it to you as hard as they can and rip the Band-Aid off.
One of my, Chad was a model citizen and, an exemplary student and everything else. And then he would get home and he would just be a holy terror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I
tried to get him to smoke pot. I thought it'd mellow him out a little.
Right.
But, no.
Well, you want to have you want to have a little bit of bad boy so the kid can get laid, right?
Right.
So I'm watching them and they're just playing and hanging out. And then they go, hey, how was yesterday? Because they had been over at my house. I said, I know this sounds really weird, but when these kids get together, I could get work done. It's so these kids, I'm really glad, but there's got to be another shoe waiting to drop because they are so well behaved. They're so nice. All I do is set a timer on my phone that goes off every 10 minutes and then they change controllers and everybody's cool.
Right.
The other day, I know the boys wanted to come over because they wanted to play the Disney Infinity, but Jacob goes, let's play some football. And then I think I talked about this. And then they're like, sure, let's go. And they went outside and played the football.
No, I don't think we heard about that.
And I was playing catch with the three boys, and only my son knew how to throw a football.
Mm.
And so it was kind of weird because I was like, you don't want to step in.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Know where you're headed here.
And I'm not the guy who should be stepping in, number one. Like, it sounds like, from the person that you know to be on this show, you're like, ah, what a dick, you know?
Right.
But there was a part of me that's like, what if they just haven't gotten to that part of the checklist? Like, I get it if there's, you know, like...
You're saying the other fathers who have obviously let the ball down. So,
right. They're failing their children
metaphorically
left
and literally.
I mean, these poor guys are not going to... I mean, they're throwing footballs with two hands. I mean, they might as well be Russian at this point, for fuck's sake, which is great because now that's becoming relevant again.
Yes. Well, here's how you split the difference on that so you don't betray the other fathers who are clearly on their way to failure, but you still sort of honor yourself. Teach him to throw like a girl.
There you go. I taught him to throw with two hands. Well, and that's the thing. I'm like, am I supposed? Because I would feel like if my dad told me, I found out after I taught Jacob to ride a bike. I said, I don't remember you teaching. He goes, because I didn't teach you. You wouldn't let me. He goes, the neighbor ended up teaching you while I was at work.
Yeah.
Because his kids were already riding a bike, and so you just jumped on and did it real quick, kind of a thing.
Yes. And the neighbor dad is probably not a complete tyrant. That might have been part of it.
No, because here's the thing. While I have been honest about my father as a child, when I was a child, I still think that, and I did fear him.
Yes.
I will not lie and say that I did not fear him. But there, again, I knew even then that he was a good dad.
Yes.
Like I knew he knew what he was doing.
And
I think it was honestly more out of convenience than it was fear of my own father. And the reason my father wouldn't teach me is it's more out of my bullheadedness.
Oh, okay.
Than it was necessarily
possibly
him going, I'll fucking kill you if you don't ride
a
bike.
Here's what I picture. Jesse teaching young Justin to ride a bike.
Yeah.
And young Justin takes a bad spill, breaks his arm very badly, starts wailing, which is completely against the rules. And Jesse goes, sounds like you need a doctor. Yes. He goes back inside.
And then he asks me how I'm going to pay for my copay.
Exactly.
I covered the insurance. You got to pull your own weight there, boy.
Right, exactly.
You think I made you get that paper out for nothing? Weird that he gave me a job before teaching me how to ride
bike. Oh, that's funny. You didn't have the bike when you started the paper route?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
that's funny. Okay, I was going
to
ask you
next. I learned, I think, to ride a bike around six or so, about the same time Jacob is doing it now. Here's what I do know. This is why my dad is awesome. Mm-hmm. I learned to ride a motorcycle before I could ride a bike.
Oh, wow.
I had a 50cc little dirt bike that my dad put training wheels on. He mounted them to this.
Oh, my God.
And then he had to, but it was funny because he had to kind of reinforce them because obviously motorcycle's heavier.
Yeah.
But I would go down the street, turn it around on the training wheels, and then he would have to stop me and still bend them back down so that they could support the bike. Otherwise, but if, two laps, and I would have tilted to one side.
Gotcha, because the act of turning the corner was actually bending the...
And I would think I was still rocking using the training wheels to support me and the dirt bike. But technically, I was riding a dirt bike.
Yeah, I think that's how Evel Knievel got started, though. I've seen pictures.
The bus, but, oh, my God. Imagine the freaking tail I could have gotten if I was
just if you were a daredevil.
Badass, not a daredevil, but like I'm thinking supercross guy. You know what I mean? You never see...
I think you imagine the tail I could have pulled if I was anybody but me.
Pretty much. Because I feel like you never see an unattractive surfer or dirt bike rider. You can be an ugly biker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you go off into some field,
motocross, you
are fucking German Aryan sexy with spiky natural highlights.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a strong jawline. You're not muscular, but you know you're kind of like the I only eat vegetables kind of look to
you. Yeah, but you're hard. You've got a hard body.
But not like hard in the sense that you're not Kurt Russell.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think so.
Kurt Russell has a cowboy edge to him. You've got soft features. Kind of, but you're still a man. You're
sure,
man
no, your German part of it reference. That was a good pull.
That was good? Yeah, I nailed it there? Move on?
Well, I'm just saying I'm getting too turned on by this conversation. I think we should move to something
else. That's going up. Look at that. But here's the other thing I was talking with. I found out they call it Ladies Night. There's a thing. You know what you call Food Truck Fridays here?
Yeah, it's called Ladies Night. I'm sorry.
What did you call it? The first time you asked me to go with you.
I probably called it food truck because I was afraid to invite you to ladies' night.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
But so you could do that, but you don't get to have the, dumbass, it's called ladies' night.
Sorry.
When you're the one who introduces it to me as food truck Friday.
Fair enough. Yes, it's called.
As a neighbor welcoming me into this neighborhood, it would have been good to know before I found out that the lady who's the mom of one of my son's classmates is responsible for creating said night.
Oh, wow.
And then she goes, she was talking about ladies' night. I go, oh, what do you got? And it's, I always, here's the thing that sucks. I'm sure, I don't know if we had to have talked about this, but I feel like I haven't heard enough stories. Maybe you just kind of lived in the shadows. But lots of talking to women about what they do in their days in your life as a stay-at-home dad.
Not for me, but I understand.
You see, but you avoided the conversation. I, not as wise as you, I run full force right into it. I'm like, I become now the creepy guy who's trying to horn his way. I wish it would be so much better if Natalie was a man. I mean, more manly than she is. I mean, if she actually had full-blown genital junk.
Yes.
Because then I could talk to these women without them being like, because they get to know me and they like me. I mean, who doesn't like me? But the initial phase of we had a new mom come into the fold, and then she was talking about ladies' night, and I go, oh, what's ladies' night? And she kind of gives me the look and like Terminator scans me to see what's my intent.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just curious because I love this lifestyle that we all live.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know what's exciting. Because usually in our lifestyle, the things that we think are exciting are not actually exciting. But they kind of, like me going to the park, I love it. But when you say, we have weekly park days, everybody wants to punch me in the face.
Right.
And if they don't, they should.
Now, when you go down there and you walk along that street with all those trucks.
The food truck
there
Friday you're talking.
Yeah. It's not, ladies' night doesn't jump out at you. I mean, they have signs up that say ladies' night.
I don't read.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, it's families. It's everything. It's like a carnival.
Well, then she started. Then after that, like I said, well, what's ladies' night? And then she kept referring to it as ladies and gents, and it just pissed me off. I'm like, listen,
she was condescending to you.
What's the masculine version of feminism? Not in the way of misogyny, where I think women are less, but in just proud to be a man. No such term.
There
you
is
know
no
why?
Such term.
Because men don't give a shit.
Yes.
But she starts doing the ladies and gents night. Don't fucking patronize me and right. call me a gent. You right. can have your fancy little ladies night, and we'll be there paying for everything.
Oh, my God.
I can say that now because I have a full-time job.
That's true.
And my wife is probably months from leaving hers. Things are switching in my house. I got to stick yeah. to one story at a time.
Yeah. Which one are you telling now?
Now I'm sticking to ladies and gents. So it's okay. ladies and gents. She organizes the whole thing, and I'm talking to her about that. And there was like a little bit of, like I said, she's looking at me because I'm a guy. And, you know, why do you? And then to find out, it's fucking everybody. There is no just yeah. ladies night. Yeah. Although I would have much preferred to hear stories about ladies' night than a bunch of, you know, suburbanites going through food trucks and right. buying overpriced lobster rolls. Yeah. But I didn't have the heart to tell her that because it's a delightful time.
Yes.
And that's how she makes her living. God bless her.
She actually makes a living doing that?
Oh, yeah. She's a president. She built
she's
it.
She's president of what? Ladies' night?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it happen?
It's like the Skulls, man. It's a secret club. I think, here's what yeah. I think happens. I think right. they're all moms.
Yeah.
And hot moms.
Yes.
And they all do pillow fights. They do the things that we think 24-year-old co-eds do.
Yes.
But they're older women.
Yes.
A little more knowledgeable.
I understand.
And they're beating the shit out of each other with down pillows, braiding each other's hair.
Oh, yes.
And these, but these, unlike a 24-year-old co-ed, these chicks actually know what a liberator is.
I'm so hot. That was live.
That was live.
That was live.
In case you didn't know. All right. This is pre-recorded.
Oh, I'm so hot.
Much louder.
I'm so hot. There we go. Yeah, the secret handshake involves a lot more vagina with yes. that particular than
it's
the skulls.
Scissoring.
Yeah,
is what they call it online.
Scissoring.
Well, that took a turn real quick.
and you wonder why I miss it when I'm not here.
For the scissoring talk?
Well, no, just any of it. Human contact.
Your wife won't let you talk about scissoring in her house?
Oh, my goodness.
Not when was the last time you saw a good online scissoring video? I'm just giving you what you want at this point. You're going to answer the question?
No, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to.
I'm
going to
be honest. I peed a little. When that happened, because you said, and stopped, and I went, I thought you were going to say yeah, something else.
Right.
And then I go, oh, no, he's going through his
he's
log.
Going through the log. His,
and I'm like, I don't want to know.
Right,
I
no. Was, that one didn't have scissoring in it.
Rhetorical. No. Helvetica.
Right.
So here's the other thing I was going to talk about.
That, yes.
Is crazy. And I don't know how it works out. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I liked it. I like it a lot.
Okay.
I am slowly slipping into becoming a stereotypical husband. All it takes, evidently, is gainful employment.
Right.
And you can become absent-minded, just like every sitcom character you've ever enjoyed to sit at home and watch. It's,
yeah.
It's outstanding. Like,
right. You're starting to look at the commercials going, oh, okay.
I get
now
it.
I see.
I lost the ability to hang blinds. I can't operate a blender without having it spray all over the kitchen.
Sure.
Every dinner is ordering pizza to me. That's what
sure.
I do.
Sure.
I'm using power tools to groom my children for no reason at all. No, it's because it's so last week I'm doing this job, obviously. I'm an oral celebrity. And which, by the way, I'm sure is already a drinking game rule in the chat room. But my wife has signed up my son for dance class. We've talked about hip hop class.
Yeah, not as much as I'd like to talk about it, but yes.
Well, here's why we haven't talked about it as much as we should.
Yeah.
Is because the first step was Tuesdays are early pickup. I think I did talk about how I forgot to pick up Jacob.
Yes, we did touch on that.
And then later that week was science class. Which is, this is such bullshit. Like, you do an after-school thing at an elementary school. Why are you doing it 45 minutes after school gets out?
I don't know.
Who the fuck has the time to come back and escort their child to a class for 45 and then come back again another hour? Like,
said the man who's 90 seconds away.
Right. And I can't do it. If I can't do it, nobody can.
Yes. Good point.
I am super dead. So anyway, he goes to the science class, and I am barely, no kidding, I am barely able to stay alive at about 3 o'clock.
Right,
oh
right.
man, it is embarrassing. Yeah. You ought to see me at about between the hours of 3 and 5 p.m., and yeah. I am the walking dead.
Well, we really ought to see you at 39 or 41.
Right.
When that'll be about 12:30.
Oh, really? So yeah. At that age is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
When the nap times really start wanting to creep in. Yeah, right. I've tried taking naps. They make everything worse.
One of the saddest things, by the way, for my in my recent history was when I said if we could talk after the show and you're like, well, I really should take a nap. It's like, oh, dear Lord.
That was well, here's why.
Yeah.
I went did my voiceover improv thing, didn't get home until 10 o'clock, and then I had to get up at 2:30 to go to work. So, you know, I don't even know how I'm talking to you right now. I'm probably going to black out and not remember any of this. I'm just losing time here.
It's the crack. it's this.
Yeah.
He's got a coffee mug.
What would you call this? A 4,800 ounce? Like what is this?
800
cc's of caffeine in
It's the size of a toddler.
In a time capsule?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. You could, I mean, how would you like to see a scissoring video featuring this thermos, BT Dubs?
All right.
Buckle up for that mess. Because it will be a mess.
There you go.
Kasploosh. And, get that in there. Oh, hold on. Let me whip out my dong why are we looking up like we're chicks? Why should I duck lips? Why am I included in the coffee mug?
No, because no one wants to see a picture of the mug.
Yes, they do. Nobody wants to see a picture of me. So what the hell was I saying? Oh, so science class.
Scissoring?
Science class is at 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and I have to remember to take him today. And he, I forgot. Just didn't even happen. Just didn't take him.
Oh,
Friday,
no.
Jack had hip-hop and
like
tap.
It's got like eight. They meet eight times.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. But it's like a run.
Oh. Yeah.
And this is the second time I've forgotten. Not second time in a row, which would make it better. It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
It's up in. On top of that.
And you carry a phone everywhere with you that could remind you.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Nothing hits me. I swear. I shut down. I'm numb. And so then Jack has his hip hop class on Fridays, hip hop and tap, because he's not completely black. And he goes, I forgot to take him to that. Like, we went to the park. It's like I just made plans and just, I don't care. Thing.
Right.
And it felt so good to be so naive and just dumb to everything. And then the other day, Natalie goes, she goes, okay, don't forget today's early pickup. And then
do you get indignant when she says that?
Normally, normally my wife knows better than to say such things
I
to
see.
Me.
I see.
Because I am the guy who is on it. But see, what happens is when I take 2 weeks off of using my brain and decide to store it up my ass, what I do is I go.
It sounded like Barney, by the way.
Barney, you just did right there?
Yeah. Fred and Barney. It's a very Barney laugh.
Because all the time Fred Flintstone said, up my ass. I tell you, Bun. My head has climbed so far up my ass, it's a good thing that there's no crotch to this animal print I wear. Because good God, I'm a fucking idiot. And that Wilma cannot give a BJ to save a life.
Fred.
It's a living. So anyway, this is what she gets when she says it, and I've made a mistake for 2 weeks. I put my finger up, and I go, okay, listen. I'm going to give you that because I've made some mistakes.
Such an asshole.
And she goes, and I said, but just because I made a mistake doesn't mean you get to get all uppity. Let's not forget, I've got a 2-decade track record. And she goes, this is what she said. She goes, well, I normally wouldn't bring it up, but it's just you forgot to pick. I go, I did not forget to pick him up. That is very different. I go, did I show up 10 to 15 minutes later? But I was still there.
Yeah. You didn't forget to pick him up. You were picking him up at a different set of times.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't like
so hard for her to understand.
It wasn't
this,
like
Adam.
It was 5:45 in the afternoon and you went, oh, the kids.
The kids,
you just knew you had to get him. You just didn't have the right time.
And then she goes, and then the other part of it is that I haven't really cooked anything.
Oh, no.
It's like watching Mr. Mom in reverse. Where I go from figuring it out and knowing how to do it all without even really trying.
Right.
And then just slowly regressing to where I'm like, I don't want to fucking marinate steaks. I'm just going to throw them on the grill.
Right.
Pizza's good 3 times a week, right? That's fine. That's totally fine. Bread is a food group.
Unto itself.
And so she said, she goes, well, you did forget to pick him up. And I said, I didn't forget to pick him up. And then she goes, and then you forgot about science class. I said, but she goes, twice.
Yeah.
I go, but, and she goes, and dance class. Yeah. She is loving this, by the way.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I'm loving this.
She is absolutely just thrilled with me fucking up.
I know your kids don't care, but my heart does break a little bit for them with the missing the dance class and the missing the science. Like,
oh, yeah, they don't give a shit.
Do they really not care?
No, they don't care. Okay. Well, especially Jack is the one. Jacob, when he finds out he misses science, he's like, oh, man.
Right.
Like, he's kind of bummed. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was because he was hanging out with his friends.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, I think that's better, especially with this group of friends he has.
My kids aren't so forgiving.
Really?
Yeah. Even though they didn't remember, if they find out later that I didn't remember, too, they're very disappointed in me.
But see, here's the thing. You did a lot and really you try hard. And that, I think, is your downfall.
I did it. I did it one point, but I'm all that is changing.
You got to half-ass it like me, man. And then they're just so appreciative for any time you make eye contact with them. It's really awesome.
Yes. Now, I'm going to jump to something way back while I'm thinking of it.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with what we're talking about, which is very helpful. No, earlier in this conversation, aren't the hotels around Disneyland the most expensive place to be homeless if you're staying in hotels? It just seems like a really odd place to...
It's because it's cheap.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I would have thought it would be higher just because of the proximity to the park.
No, well, it's not necessarily close to the park. These are like old, old run. It's not like a Best Western even or a La Quinta.
Right.
It's like Jim's Shack of Rooms.
Less than the Best Western.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so it's cheaper by the
Wait,
day.
What was the example you gave?
Jim's Shack of Rooms. I got to address
that
this
because
somebody,
existed.
People are talking shit in this room.
They completely are. Yeah.
It's just question with her working. How many times has she forgotten her kid's schedule? That's a very interesting. She's and then what the fuck is going on? Indiana Andrew has been gone for a month. He has a fucking daughter, and all of a sudden he's just all in with the vaginas in the chat room. He's going. It's like she's more of a man than he'll ever be, and more of a woman than he'll ever have. His woman has to be listening to the show or something. Oh my
or
god!
Or standing beside him with a
must be
paddle.
Yeah, or he. I hope he's safe. I didn't think of that. Maybe he's in danger right now because he is outnumbered. There are more vaginas
in
his life.
We would know.
Then I would know that he's not safe. But just because you make another woman doesn't mean you always have to take their sides forever, okay? And now they're all piling on. I'm going to close this fucking chat room, man. You like that? Fucking turn it off.
If you were his kids, he'd do it.
That's right. That's true. That's very true. I like them more than I like my kids, evidently. Jessica said, hey, listen to watch the mangina talk.
Right.
But here's the thing. Natalie never forgot like kids things. And I think the real reason, honestly, why I forgot like the dance class, the science class I'm shocked about, but the dance class is because it's not really my thing. To be honest.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna get all Freudian about it. I'm just fuck it. Who cares?
Sure.
And so but to her, it's very important. Very important that Jack goes and does fucking wannabe hip hop moves with other kids. I mean, he can barely walk and run. I mean, really, how is he supposed to dance? But anyway, he enjoys it and it costs us money. So it's right in her wheelhouse.
Well, it doesn't cost any less if you forget to bring him.
That's true.
The actual cost per visit goes up in a sense.
You can tell that I'm making slightly more money now because I'm like, man, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. I'm an oral celebrity. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to talk crockpot talk before we move
on? Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how there have been some changes over at the Shea Mancini. No, Shea Lancini.
Oh.
Sorry.
Did you get a new neighbor?
I had just been... you know, the menu is very limited over there, and I find it very frustrating and boring. I mean, I hear about you marinating steaks and having bread and things like this.
having bread.
So I started to go, you know what, and now Diego is starting to become a little bit more adventurous. He wants to try things. He started eating eggs for breakfast. I know that sounds crazy, but he had not been doing that before, and now I get up every day and make...
Well, here's the thing. My reaction was, I don't know. I know people that have kids that are my kid's age, and they eat eggs. And I'm like, how the fuck? What? Who would want to eat eggs? If you don't cover them with salsa and seasoning and put them in a tortilla, eggs are horrible.
Right. I understand. I love eggs, so you're talking to the wrong guy. But
you, hold on. You love eggs as in, like, you'll just fry up an egg or you'll have a hard-boiled egg.
I'll have a scrambled egg or an omelet of
okay.
some kind.
Okay, fucker. Scrambled eggs are made how?
All right. You break the egg.
Don't.
Pour in a little milk.
You know what I'm getting.
Pour in a little milk.
You add whip milk up. But and you, whip it up.
Hang on. You can add water just as easily as milk.
Right. And is it still a scrambled egg?
Yes.
Does it still taste as good?
It tastes, yes, it tastes exactly the same.
Bullshit. If it tasted exactly the same, nobody ever put milk in it.
I put milk in it because it's a little bit more of a nourishing value to it than just...
There's a lipid in there that makes you feel happy on the inside. And then you also said omelet, and you got you might as well be fucking loading more shit on top of it that tastes good to cover the taste of the egg.
Look, this is one of the silliest arguments we've ever had. However,
bullshit.
I will say the following. If what I'm interested in is the thing that's going in the omelet, why don't I just eat that thing?
Yeah.
Because it's not as good as if I have it with the eggs.
Have you ever had it by itself? What do you put in your omelet? Let's go there first.
Well, okay, I made an omelet arguably this morning.
I like how aggressive you're getting about
this. No, and yesterday too, slightly different. Yesterday I cut up some ham.
Yeah.
A little bit of ham.
Yeah.
Some peppers.
Yes.
And I had a hamburger patty that had been cooked.
So you used leftover kind
of... I took a hunk of that off.
Yeah.
I got all that going, and then I threw some eggs on with a little milk.
Not water.
Not water. No, okay. I was going all the way. It would have been inedible with water.
Thank you.
And I threw some pepper jack cheese on that.
Yeah. Look at all that you had to cover up the egg with.
I didn't. It brings out the wonderfulness of the egg.
Do you have to take a hamburger patty and add an egg to it to make it taste better?
No, but I wouldn't.
Do you have to add it to make it taste
edible? No. Hang on. That's not fair. What you say is, but couldn't I have just cut up some ham? Oh, I forgot the garlic I had in there.
Yeah.
Cut up some ham with some garlic, peppers,
garlic, ham,
hamburger, everything else, cheese, and then just eat it as a big lump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that would also be good, but I like the eggs. I like it. What do you want from me?
I want you to be honest.
I like
with yourself and agree with me. anyway, so you were saying eggs.
That's all we have time for.
All right, thanks, dude. Stay frosty, everybody.
So anyway, he's just been a little bit more adventurous and that's been fun for me. So I started to go the heck with it. I'll start making some other stuff too. So I went out and, made a stew just in a regular pot that I had there. And I put in some eggs.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Asian people do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, that fried rice has egg, and that has always disturbed me. Yeah. For some reason, I find the egg in the fried rice disgusting.
That turned me on my own point. I was like, I find egg surprising in a fried rice, but it's because it's fucking covered in soy sauce and everything else to make it delicious.
You would eat the fried rice if there was no egg in it. In that case, I give you that. But anyway, I had been to the market nearby and they had this little container of pre-selected stew. You know, there was potatoes and carrots and two different kinds of potatoes, carrots, celery, that sort of thing. It's, you know, stew mix or stew vegetables. And so instead of having to go and buy each of those things individually and then select them myself, I went, oh, this is so easy.
I call it the pretend to cook section of the produce.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's right up front by the door. Anyway, so I got excited and I got myself a packet of stew flavoring. I had some meat, some stew meat, whatever. So I made it and it tasted exactly like stew. I was like, this is a full-on success. I'm very excited about this.
Oh, no.
And Diego said, yeah, it's good, but the meat's a little hard, like chewy. It's a little tough.
Fuck this kid, man.
And Luna said, yeah, it's tough, and it's like, it doesn't, you know, there's nothing to it. It's just a...
Fuck these people.
I said, it tastes exactly like stew. It's perfectly successful as a stew. But there were complaints, so...
You know who created stew? Poor people.
Right.
Who didn't care about how tough the meat was. They were just happy to have it.
Yes, just before they went down to the parking structures to watch the fireworks.
They made some stew on a hot plate in a Jim Shack place.
So I said, well, maybe if I use some garlic with the meat beforehand and give it a little bit of a something else. And I thought, oh, there's probably zesty stews. I can look into that. Anyway, so then that began the stew odyssey, and that led to, using a crock pot, because that's going to break down the meat. It's going to make it less, you know,
rough. Oh, I see.
Rough.
So you did not make it in a crock pot
the first time.
Gotcha.
So I went. It was still... way too long a process without the crock pot, let alone adding hours and hours and hours. So, and so I was just like, hey, you know what? He says, just get the things, put it in, turn it on, and it's just done. You walk away. I'm like, this sounds good to me. So I was going to do that.
He is you.
So I knew you had a crock pot. So I got that.
If you're just tuning in, A, you don't know how podcasts work, and B, we've transitioned into Stu Talk.
Just tuning in. All right. So then I was just going to go ahead and throw it all into a thing, go on with my life. Now you understand, the first time I made it, I cut all those potatoes into smaller, like halves. They were baby potatoes, but I already know that's going to be too big for my family. Mm-hmm. And cut everything down just like in half of whatever the size was in this little thing. Well, apparently it was a little too much. In addition to the other complaints I received, there's too many big pieces of stuff. So,
your fucking family.
So yeah, exactly.
Who
so
has
I'm like,
two? It goes. It's too chunky.
All right. So yeah, exactly.
It's too chunky. I feel like there's not enough broth.
Yeah.
You know what I need is some salty beef water.
Right.
To make these vegetables and meat palatable.
Yes. So I thought, okay, so I'll cut it down.
You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want a Texas Chainsaw Massacre equivalent, where instead of it being like promiscuous teenagers,
yeah.
I want it your family. I want people who just have the fucking high life
yeah.
and just bitch about it constantly. I want them to get chewed up by a dull blade on a chainsaw.
Very good. I'm with you. So anyway, my thought was I'll cut everything down even smaller, but that's all the effort I'm putting into this. Then I'm going to put it in the pot. Just like the man says, and I'm gonna do it.
The man.
Okay.
When did I become big brother?
And so I was chatting, I don't know, on the Facebook or something with our own Jessica Archambault.
I have no idea what you just
whatever
said.
Whatever her last name. How you pronounce her last name. Yeah, it's right there.
She's probably Archambault. The annoying one or something.
You know Jessica. Anyway.
I don't know her at all. It is entirely coincidental that that is
right.
The name I chose for my second wife in that hypothetical situation we were talking about earlier. I have no idea who this woman you speak of is.
So I was giving her a little heads up that I was trying it again, and then she guilt-shamed me into...
Guilt-shamed?
Yeah.
That's not the Jessica I know, or don't know, I mean.
Right. No, she's just like, yeah, well, if that's how you want it, she gave me the okay.
She did okay?
Yeah, basically, she gave me an okay.
Oh, you're going to just put it all in a pot and turn it on?
Yeah, right.
Is that what Justin said? Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it had already started because I'd used a packet before of seasoning and didn't just do it myself. So, but it's all genial. It's all good fun. So I'm like, oh, now I've got to go do these extra steps. And so I completely got into it, and
wait,
I did
what
it.
Were the steps that she told you to do?
Well, I...
Okay.
It's to avoid the packet for seasoning.
If you're just tuning in, A, you don't know how podcasts work. Still. And B, Paco just had a stroke.
Extra steps involved not relying on packets and pre this and whatever.
Okay.
It's like
you're going to put salt and pepper.
Yeah, do it myself.
Like,
it's not
Paco's stew brought to you by McCormick.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. And so I just took a more adventurous approach.
And that's what Jessica told you to do.
Well, she didn't tell me, but she did sort of.
That's what Jessica passive aggressively manipulated you into doing.
Yes,
as
precisely.
Only one with a vagina
way,
can do from two states away via the interweb.
I only have one friend online, and now I believe I've lost her. But
no, I'm the one pissing her off, not you.
Well, I don't know.
If anything, it anyway, makes you more interior.
So I put in all that extra prep time. I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. And then it's 8 hours of, you can't look inside, but at the very last minute, you just stand there. It's a glass top. You peek in, but
you can't lift it because it lets the heat out.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel I'm tied to it. Like you
can't look inside.
You put it all in and walk away, and I put it all in, and then I stand over it like it's a sleeping baby.
Yeah,
And I'm worried that it's going to draw its last breath. So just before
it's
I close,
we make stew like we parents.
Yeah, right. just before I put the lid on and sealed the deal, I threw in some peas that I had and some corn.
Huge mistake.
Well, as it turns out.
That's the one that won?
No.
Oh.
So 8 hours later. Oh, and then, so while that's going, hang on. While that's going, I'm baking bread.
Whoa.
Because I know they love the bread. And so if they don't love the stew, then they'll have some bread.
As a consolation prize.
Yeah, as a consolation prize. Something they really do like. I had done it last time and they'd liked it a lot.
Oh my God. It's no wonder terrorists hate us. Listen to what we're doing, talking about what peasants have barely scrapped by on for centuries.
Yes.
And we're like, you're doing it to appease these. Like, you're playful. It's like us playing Survivor. And places like what Daniel Tosh joke is. He goes, we play Survivor on places where people already live. We pretend to play a game.
How can you live here? Yeah, right, exactly. That's very funny. So I was making my artisan stew, you know, for Jessica.
Artisan peasant stew.
Yeah, artisan peasant stew. And so then they're here, and I get the bread out. It's all steaming, and it's hot, the butter and everything, and I put it in the bowl. She won't even get out of the chair. She's, by the way, Luna, has taken over my chair, in the dad chair, the big chair. She's been sitting in that for 3 or 4 weeks. She gets there before I get in.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer my territory. Anyway, now she won't even get out of it.
Have you spoken about this, or is it just like, is it more animal-like where you don't, like she just kind of, her body language says it? No,
the other seating options were bothering her back or something, so that became her designated
Everything
place.
Everything is bothering her.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything.
So I put it in a bowl, but she's not even going to get up and come over and get it herself. So I walk over and I set it down. I go back into the kitchen to serve myself. And I hear the following three words. Is that corn? Now, you have to understand, there was disgust in it. There was annoyance. There was despair.
I don't...
And I before it ever touched her mouth, I knew it was garbage. It was just going to get thrown out.
Your family is less safe now that I have a gun. The only thing that keeps them safe is that you don't know where my gun is.
That's true.
I have to keep that gun locked more for your family's safety than my own children's.
Now, Diego loved it. He said, better than the last one. Yeah. I tasted it and I thought, this is very good. I actually would skip the corn next time because it gives it an odd sweetness that wasn't appealing to me. But generally speaking, it was a big hit with the two of us. And then Luna comes up with, you know, I don't really even like stew. And I'm thinking, that had been great to hear 9 hours ago.
Can you secretly record them when they say these things?
I wish I could. That led to a giant fight.
Really?
Because she didn't understand how her being honest about her feelings about what I'd made for dinner, not even necessarily the first time I made it, maybe the next day.
Yeah.
But if she had just come out and said, you know what? I love that you're trying stuff, and go ahead and make it again if you want to, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
But to wait till I've made it the second time, and then to go,
and then
it
to
doesn't matter
notes
what you
from the first time.
And then to go, it really doesn't matter what you're going to do with this. I'm never going to like it. I just felt like I had expended so much energy, sort of trying to make it something that I could make one fucking meal and three people could eat it.
What happens if you had her cook a meal? I think she needs a Freaky Friday.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's going to be a meal I want to eat.
That doesn't matter. You get to tell her why you don't like it. I'm telling you, she needs a Freaky Friday. Everybody has to have a Freaky Friday. It's like my Freaky Friday is happening right now because now I'm working.
That's true.
You know
what I mean?
Your
Freaky Friday's the rest of your life.
And I'm starting to kind of look at him like, oh, man, it's funny how I'm really tired. Yeah. I don't really... Work. But here's the thing that's funny about it is that I would argue, and I think Natalie would honestly agree, but it's funny for the sake of it, is that I would argue that my job is still more mentally taxing than hers is. You know what I mean? And then you add to the fact that it's the hours and everything and all that stuff.
Right.
To say that I come home and I'm just my usual self, that I've been with the kids the entire time that we've had them, would be fucking ludicrous. I'm a much, much different person. Like I said, at 4 o'clock, I've literally twice since doing this job, I've had to go to my kids and go, Dad's got to go lay down. So don't open the door, watch a movie, and if you need me, come in and get me. And I go take like a 20-minute nap just so I can, otherwise I'm not saying I have a shorter fuse. I'm literally saying I cannot, like, I'm doing this with my eyelids are like flittering and fluttering. I can barely hold them open and alive.
Right.
So here's my point. I would like to initiate there has to be some kind of constitution involving amendment for neighbors. I need to have some kind of executive power control over your household.
Yes.
And now that that exists, I'm invoking that, and there will now be a Freaky Friday. Every Friday, you will not cook dinner.
Okay.
Luna will cook, and she is only allowed on Freaky Friday. She is only allowed to do takeout once a month. So 3 out of the 4 weeks in a given month. And if there's a fifth Friday within the month, she can add a second takeout. I allow that. Okay. We'll do that as subsection C.
I gotcha. Paragraph four.
Yep. She is going to make dinner, and then you get to give your honest opinions on what it is that she has prepared. And guess what? You also get to give your honest opinions on what she has selected for takeout.
That's true.
Right?
I think you may be onto something.
A little quid pro quo, Clarice.
the way I've solved it is as follows. Once a week, I'm making something that I
You're
know she
in
likes.
Here to the back house.
Yeah, right. I'm making something that I know she likes. For example, there's a vodka sauce that I make with a little pancetta. It's very easy, and it ends up with a lot of it.
Put the vodka in the stew. Maybe that's the problem.
That's the problem. The vodka and the wife.
just put it in her keister.
Oh, my God.
And turn her upside down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shake her.
And then when I make something else during the week that's more adventurous, mm-hmm. if you don't like it, go heat yourself up that thing that I made earlier in the week that you
do. So you always
like.
Have some, like a backup.
So that she can always have something that she can get for herself.
What I don't like about this is that this does not provide you a therapeutic fuck you.
Well, for me,
that's what I think is missing in your situation. You need a therapy to go fuck yourself.
Okay, well,
I did this.
I did actually say go fuck yourself to her yesterday.
And how good did you feel?
Therapeutic or otherwise. Well, until she went, what? I felt pretty good.
I'm pretty good. Until she said what?
Right.
Because I haven't had one of those yet. Right. And I like those moments in a marriage where you go, well, fuck you. And then she can go, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Right. And it was about something completely stupid. So it had nothing to do with anything.
That's what marriage is. You can't have real fights over Republicans and Democrats in your marriage.
No.
You have fights over where you put your toothbrush. That's what you have, or where you don't or not supposed to put
I'll tell you what it was about. I had been waiting to watch a show with her, so it's been building up on the DVR, right? And
wipe your problems. I love it.
And then because
the DVR is loading up.
Yeah, no, no.
We're reaching critical mass on the DVR, and this bitch won't sit down.
Right.
And watch some fucking Fear the Walking Dead.
Well, it was the Bastard Executioner, and the way it had been set up on the thing, it was only going to save 5 episodes, and the 6th episode recorded, and it dropped the pilot. And I said, we no longer have the pilot. And she said, oh, delete the whole thing.
We've got a P1 down. P1 down. We've lost the pilot.
So once the pilot was deleted, she didn't want to see any of it anymore. Setting aside the fact that I've been waiting to watch it with her.
Yes.
And so I said, oh, fuck you.
So that's why your marriage is on the rocks right now.
Absolutely. And I think there's a line in the sand now. Yeah. And I'm going to stay with it.
Yeah.
No, I had a whole season of Rescue Me that happened, where there were like 20 episodes on there. I was waiting for her, and then she finally went, I don't think I want to see that show anymore. And I'm like, I've been waiting months to see this show.
I don't know how. She's so lucky that you are a pacifist. Because let's be honest, if you were armed, someone would be maimed at this point.
Well, if I even had strychnine or anything I could just put into her stew. I got something I can put in the stew for you, honey. Yeah.
That's what you maybe do that. Maybe teabag the stew before it gets too hot, and then when they get to complain about it, you at least get a little enjoyment of knowing what they're doing.
That's true. So anyway,
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, I returned your crock pot.
Thank
finally.
You for that. That's good time. Well, here's what's funny is that I actually brought it up on the Bill Handel show today. Is that he was like, normally we come in and I have something to say. He goes, today, this is what I love about this guy. He announces what he's not doing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. A lot of people look at it and go, this guy's a fucking moron. But I think what he's doing is some actually really meta alternative comedy kind of thing. Because he always says, he goes, now normally I would say this horribly racist, offensive, and he says it, like whatever that thing is.
Right.
He goes, but I'm not going to do that.
And there's a part of me that thinks that there are idiots listening that go, well, good, because I would have written a letter.
Right.
But anyway.
Normally I'd have written a letter, but since you didn't.
But he said he wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I put out there because it's, I've talked about it a little bit on this show. But I got a very scary answer. These are kind of my own marriage foibles. Natalie and I aren't really fighting at all, other than about the fact that evidently I can no longer father children on my own. But is that I talked about it. I said I could use your – he does a segment on his show called Handle on Love.
Yes.
And so I asked him, I go, can I ask you a handle on love question? And he was like, absolutely. He goes, I'm very good at this. You know? And I said, I go, I've noticed since my new, with my new schedule, that there is a lack of adult magic time in my life now.
Yes.
It's on the decline. And I was wondering if there was any way you could help me. And he goes, well, I see. Well, what you found yourself in is what I call a Jewish marriage. He goes, there is no sex in Jewish marriage.
Right.
And I was like, okay. But and I and the funny thing was, and then everybody just kind of chuckled and moved on.
Right.
So that's a, that leads me to believe that they are all in the same exact situation I'm in, only they've been doing it for 20 years.
Right, right, right. Well, I guess to a certain extent, I'm in a Jewish marriage as well, except that every time there ends up with a hole in the sheet, Luna goes out and replaces them. So I'm back to zero.
She's not getting the hint.
No.
All right. Well, here's something that maybe can help everybody, and then we'll leave after this, is that this is something we actually talked about on Handle Show today. Men who help out with chores at home are more inclined to have a better sex life, according to a new study. Those who take pride in ensuring their home is free from dust and dirty dishes and who can make a nice, welcoming bed with fresh, clean sheets are more likely to have better sex. I think you and I, oh, yeah, exactly. You and I are already chuckling at this.
Listen, I was, no, there's no, I, well, the first thought I had was, I can only imagine how much worse it would be if I didn't do those things. That's the first thing I thought. And the second thing
this
I thought,
as good as it gets.
Yeah. The second thing I thought is, she would punch me in the throat if I tried to make the bed. I cannot do the corners right, and consequently, I'm thrown out of the room anytime the bed is going to be made.
Maybe you should. This study says you should keep trying.
All right.
Maybe
well,
that's what she needs. She
maybe
needs
that's
to,
it.
Maybe she's more of like an angry fucker. She wants to. You know, she needs to have a little edge to her or something like that. But here's what they said: researchers studied the sex lives of 1,338 couples to see if there was a correlation between the amount of housework the man does and its link to couple sex life. While they didn't find a connection, they found that men who felt they made a fair contribution in terms of chores were more likely to enjoy a better sex life. Now, the one of the girls on the show today, she said that she does appreciate it. It didn't necessarily say it arouses her.
Yeah.
But she appreciates it when her husband helps out around the house. And what I find interesting is that my wife finds it arousing, not just appreciative. Mm. She finds it arousing when I push a lawnmower and a weed whacker. So whenever you make fun of me from across the street as to why I'm the only one who doesn't have a gardener, it's because I don't want Juan fucking my wife.
Well, first of all,
I'm going to bed early.
Hang on a second. So many things to say. First of all, so there's a weed whacker joke in there somewhere that I'm just too tired to find.
Bill handled it. I got it. Say it without saying it.
I'll leave that alone. And but what I will say is that twofold, there's no problem that I have with her seeing my gardener doing it because he couldn't be gayer. So he's more likely to come over here and have at you, if anything.
I've been fucking him for a while, to be honest.
And two, after 8-9 years we've been in this house.
Yeah.
He's no longer our gardener. He pulled the plug on his being doing maintenance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you're going to see some...
He quit you?
He quit us, yeah. No, God bless him, he got a better offer.
No, he didn't. It's much better. He fired you.
He did, basically. Yes.
Especially since last we heard about him on this show was when there was too much dog shit in the backyard.
Yeah, right.
For him to
seriously.
Even work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then it was, don't worry about it because I'm not going to do that anymore. So you're going to see some drastic changes across the street.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
as in, you're going to see a lot of weeds growing up and not being tamed or handled at all.
No, here's what I imagine. I imagine some kind of, you know, Toro commercial. That's a brand of lawnmower.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Fucker. All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Some kind of Toro commercial where you're out there, you know, pushing it around, and then Luna comes out with a mint julep and is sitting on your porch, just watching you and dabbing at her neckline, maybe unbuttoning one button on the top, and you know, it's there's some kind of sexy music playing.
Yes. If I'm shirtless in this scenario, then we have multiple women up and down the street vomiting copiously into their bushes.
We would all get a Kickstarter to bring your gardener back. We double his pay.
Yes. It's not happening over at my house with the chores, but go on.
But I also don't think that the other way around, like, would you find it sexy to watch Luna
change the oil in your car?
Oh,
probably not, because she doesn't know how to start it.
Right. Well, I thought you were going to ask if I was watching her doing chores or doing the cleaning, because really with the role reversal, we should look at it the other way. We should go that she's more likely to get some if she comes home and helps out,
because you were the homemaker.
Yeah, exactly.
So she.
Here's the thing.
You want to take this home and show her?
Yeah, right. No.
Honey, evidently, if you start dusting,
yeah,
I'll plow you a little more. Right. You are welcome.
No, she cleans so angrily. When she cleans, it's with a fury that is not, that, you know, Japanese soldiers attacking a shoreline or defending a shoreline.
Are more calm?
No, have less fury and determination. Than she does when she's cleaning. Yeah. I mean, there's banging and there's slapping and things are getting tossed around and it's a very angry process. I don't know.
Is she like a Tasmanian devil? Is she like...
Yes. She does a very good job. She's much better at all of it than I am.
Your house is beautiful.
But I can't stand to be near it. The energy is so... the last thing in my mind is whipping it out.
Outside to the shit garden?
Yeah.
Fucker. Oh, you fucker.
Shit garden. Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't tell Diego yet, but I told Luna. She was like, we have no gardener. She shrugged her shoulders. She's like, that's the end of everything. We're doomed. And I'm like, well, hang on.
The apocalypse is happening.
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I said, look, before he was doing that for us, I would go borrow Ed's thing. I said, now I got two guys across the street I can borrow one from.
You can't borrow mine. Mine won't work.
Yo, yours won't work.
Mine's electric and a battery, and I barely keep a charge for me.
Oh, really?
Me. Like, there's lots of times where I've come out to do it, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, because you try to do the thing that's good for the environment.
Yeah, not just leave it plugged in all week.
Well, no, you could do that, but it doesn't... Yeah. There's two batteries that you have to kind of have charged, so you could do the weed whacker and then the lawnmower, and it's this whole thing where if you leave it in the lawnmower, this is where it's good that dinosaurs have died, and we can all live like Americans. And put gasoline in our thing, because when you try to do the green machine, you know, thing, and it's not, you're like, well, I guess I'm not mowing the lawn today.
Right. Well, I said that Diego is going to get two choices.
Uh-huh.
He could be on poop patrol in that backyard, or he could mow the lawn.
But this is so funny to me,
because
my instinct would be, guess what?
Right.
You got promoted to not just being on poop patrol, but you're the new gardener.
That too, yes.
Good news is there's $20 into the month for you.
Oh, the gardener didn't charge that much.
He had to be plowing somebody. That is way too cheap.
And the other thing is that half of my yard, as I'm sure you can tell by looking across the street, is completely dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in a drought, evidently, here.
So
nobody's yard is nice
one side
anymore.
It broke, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll get to that. And he never got to it, and he quit. And now that's completely dead out there.
Fix your sprinkler. I'll fix it this weekend. All right, let's do some moment
of the week. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally, they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the Week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
What do you got, my friend?
Well, now, in terms of my own children, I kind of touched on it before, briefly, and I would say that it would just be the fact that Diego really liked that stew. Just broke my heart and filled me with happiness at the same time. But no, what I want to talk about, sort of moment of the week-ish, is, of course, other people's children. And it has to do with Halloween.
You really are the dad of all dads, because you're involved in other people's children as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So once again, Halloween has come and now gone. And I threw myself into it with almost the same level of verve and excitement as ever. I noticed you didn't come anywhere near me. I did notice that.
That was not on purpose.
I can hear you in the distance.
I can hear you.
I heard you down on the corner over this way going, I live right over there. I heard you start explaining to somebody. I don't know who it was, but because I couldn't see anything.
How much people
of us hate me. I get that so much. I heard you.
Yeah, right.
People at Halloween, I swear to God, it's pitch black, and I'm wearing a costume. People are like, oh, I know that voice.
Yeah, right. So,
or a celebrity. It makes now, sense, actually.
Luna and I had another one of our fights leading up to Halloween, which is that I had gotten so much. I mean, you weren't here the year we did the Hall of Horrors, but that was the highlight for me.
Yeah.
I've always hated Halloween.
Really? Your costumes would never show.
Well, that's just it. Is I just never liked it, and I kept just going along with it to go along with it. But then, excuse me, then I really just sort of found my way into it and what I like to do and what I wanted to do, which has to do with being sort of scary and gory and unleashing the devil inside me.
Oh,
and so, you know, we had that Hall of Horrors a couple of years ago, which was terrific fun. And then last year, Luna and I did that clown, and she was the old actress or whatever. She did a terrific job on her makeup, and we did this thing together, and I felt really bonded and had a fantastic time. And I was saying, as soon as January rolled around, we got to get on this. We got to let's not wait to the last week.
You guys were Breaking Bad. I thought that was so cool. The whole family.
And so this sort of bonding thing started taking over, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. So back in January, I started saying, let's talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to do. She wouldn't have any conversations with me about it. Eventually, it's kind of like the stew. She's like, yeah, I really don't want to do any makeup for you. I'm over that. I don't want to do that anymore. She goes, I want to work on me on that day, not you. So, and I'm like, yes, but that's why I said in January, let's get started now so we can have everything in place. Anyway, so there was a lot of bitterness about it, but finally I came up with that character, Behemoth, from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. Absolutely. And this is this guy who has a scene with the Easter Bunny, for anyone who's seen the movie. He's bald and has an axe in his head. And I'm also bald, as it turns out. And so put together that makeup, had a great time. Sitting out in front, you got the ping pong balls cut in half for bulging eyes. And
could not see them.
I could. Well, there were holes in them.
Okay, good.
But, you know, so I could just barely get candy into bags. Barely. I was probably at about 87% accuracy with the candy into the bag. And then she would come and go. Sometimes she'd be there helping me. Sometimes she wouldn't. Sitting in a chair there. And so eventually I got fairly drowsy, but it was things I overheard kids saying while they were, you know, coming up to me or approaching me or whatever. And in one case, it was two kids arguing about, like the old Life commercial, I'm not going to eat it, you eat it, give it to Mikey, he'll eat it. It was three kids arguing about who was going to come a step closer to me.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm not going anywhere over there, you know. And it was just very sweet to hear them sort of arguing. No, you go. And I almost felt bad. I almost, almost felt
Halloween
bad.
Yeah. Not and feeling
the other thing is because and then parents are like, you know, if the kids are too scared, I wouldn't use a creepy voice, which is my own voice. No, I was doing some kind of I was talking like this or something. I don't even know what it was.
Uh-huh. Tight mouth Michael Caine.
I was thinking more like Tom Hardy as Bane.
Oh, okay. Sounds like Michael Caine. You should probably stay all
fucking hate you.
Stay away from England altogether.
So I would go, oh no, hey, and I'd talk in my own voice and I'd be friendly and that would sometimes help. Oh, the look on this little girl's face, because the eye things were just stuck on my face. It wasn't very sophisticated.
I could see them from across the street and they were pretty creepy, to be honest.
They were.
It was awesome.
And so they had come out repeatedly, and I just had them out at one point. And then somebody wanted to take a picture. And I said, hang on, let me just put the eyes back in. And so there's this girl standing right next to me. She's like 7 years old, and she's watching me like she didn't seem so afraid of me as without the eyes in. It was just the axe in the head, and she could see my face. And I put the eyes in one at a time, and as I did, her face grew more and more afraid. I'm like, look, I'm the same guy I was a second ago, but just that.
Yeah, but that kid's stupid. That's
funny. But the thing was that, and then there's lots of parents reassuring their kids that everything's okay.
I love my wife.
Yeah, right. Did I frighten your children?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's good for them.
Oh, good, good. Was it Jack that was scared?
Yeah.
Because the other one didn't even come over, I don't think, or did he?
No, I think they did. Might not have seen him through the holes. Here's what happened. Well, yes, they came over and Natalie was like, it took some coaxing.
Oh, no.
And you had to say, hey, what's up? When they heard your voice, they went, okay.
Like, it's just Adam.
But it's so funny because the bit at the house on Halloween is their scary Adam.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's what I heard Jacob across the street going, that's scary Adam.
Yeah,
I
he never, was telling
I
all of
remember,
his friends.
I don't
that's
remember seeing
happening.
Him near me, but in any case.
All of the parents were like, kind of like, who's, they thought scary Adam was the name of the character you were dressed as.
Right.
I go, no, that's my neighbor.
Right.
The kids call him Scary Adam on Halloween.
Anyway, it's this mother and her daughter, and I'm standing up at this point for some reason, and the mom is sort of trying to reassure the girl, and I've given them the candy, and happy Halloween and everything like that. And the girl just turns to her mom and goes, no, that's real. Now, if you were standing 4 feet away from me, the illusion is completely shattered. It's a terrible makeup. I'm dripping sweat everywhere. My eyes are falling out, literally. It's not real at all, but I was like, oh, I love this, that this will be her nightmare for years to come.
Yep, nailed it. You made a memory.
Yes, exactly.
And now she can never watch Tim Burton Claymation again.
That's true. So I had a lovely time, and I was thinking of all our listeners and hoping that they were having a good time, too.
No, all of them had horrible Halloweens.
I'm sure.
No, the reason why you did not see us is because this is our first Halloween with friends, and it was the... Some of the parents were like, hey, we should get together and trick or treat.
Is that code for we want to leave our kids with you while we go bang?
That's how naive I am. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
But what ended up happening was I'd never done this, and it kind of seems like a bad plan. While it has good intentions, is that because everybody has younger siblings, what ends up happening is the older kids move faster.
Boom. Yeah.
And the younger kids are left behind. So instead of it being a group, it actually divides families.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I ended up hanging around with my kids' friends' dads while Natalie was back with some of the moms and trying to play catch up.
And here's a group of guys you have nothing in common with.
Right.
Well, really should have been reversed.
They're all really cool guys. And it's why. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do I not do that?
I don't know.
I gotta fix that.
I don't know. That didn't used to happen when you were 35. I'll tell you that much.
That's true. It's happening so fast.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's why. And then we got invited over to one of their houses afterwards so that we could, go. So we could hang out. That's why. Because I thought, oh, I'll go trick-or-treating with everybody. And then I like to come back to my house, and I buy a little bit of candy and give it out at the end of the night. And that's why I'll get to visit with you and then Ed, our other neighbor, and stuff like that. And so that's why you did not see me. And I was bummed because when we came back by the house, I wanted the kids to come by, and I was going to come say hey to you. I didn't get to see you up close.
Oh, okay.
Because I got sent in to get, drinks because I became, the fucking pit stop
on
trick-or-treating night. And everybody needed sodas and drinks. And then by the time I got back in, then we had to head out. And
were we in by the time you got back?
No, you were there, but then the whole group started moving on.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought there was one more stop that there was a Harry Potter house near our place.
That I didn't know that. Go,
yeah, they put it – they used to do it in the front yard, now it's in the backyard. This is completely uninteresting to anybody but you and I. But
I barely care.
Right. It's good I mentioned it. I'll probably just take this all out.
Good. Yeah, do that.
Everything before the after the ring, I think, is probably just a good idea. Although I think it's good leaving it in there because the people are going to think their phone is ringing while they're listening. That's worth it.
Yes, that is worth it.
Anyway, the. So for my moments of the week, it was trick-or-treating related, which we did. Real quick, before I forget, because one of the things I found online is a great way to get – there's parents out there who are worried. I don't know why you are, and I think you're horrible people. But just so you know, if you don't want your kids eating all that Halloween candy, they have Elf on the Shelf, but it's called the Switch Witch.
I had heard about this on Shark Tank.
Yeah, so you put a little stuffed witch up, and then the kids provide a pagan-esque offering of candy. Yes. And then you, of course –
They kill a family pet.
Yes. To avoid ending up in a freeway sign. That's a deep reference.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is a deep reference of horrible tragedy. So
right. I heard that story. I heard that, but I didn't hear it properly reported.
Yeah.
So I never heard what happened to him.
His family sacrificed a lamb. This guy sacrificed a lamb for his safety, and he got in a car wreck that is so intense that part of him was catapulted out of his car and stuck on a freeway sign here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it took hours for them to pull the pieces of him off of the freeway sign.
Oh, but I never heard that he actually died.
Oh, so yeah. You don't survive when parts of your body.
I didn't get the full story.
Oh, you thought he was up there like, I'm going to get up here.
Until just now, I didn't realize it was pieces.
Oh, yeah, so it was pieces. Everybody thought it was the full body, but no, there were...
The Halloween prank.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the next day, somebody's dressed as him for Halloween.
Really?
That was the new offensive concept. Anyway, blah, 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 yakety schmackety. So you could do the Switch Witch and have pagan offerings of candy if you want to not have your kids eat all the candy.
My kids would not have stood still.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no way. My kids are still eating candy, and that's the way Americans should do it. We can't hold our title of childhood obesity if we do things like Switch Witching, guys.
Seriously, we're number one.
That's what the Russians want.
Yeah.
Fuck ISIS. I'm not worried about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was just cute, though, watching Jake. I'm just getting a big kick out of it. My moment is kind of moments.
Yeah.
It was trick-or-treating. It's this park week thing. It's really fun to watch Jacob kind of grow up and kind of build his own little group of
friends.
From
a distance.
Of course. Yeah.
Now that you're not involved with them anymore.
I travel around with a duck blind so that I don't want him to know that I'm watching him.
Right.
But Jacob had a really solid moment of the week that so I'm at work when Natalie gets up with the kids, and so she prepares food for them and all this stuff. And then she gets in the shower and starts getting ready. Jacob goes and does what daddy does and watches her. No, I'm kidding. No, Jacob came in and he couldn't get the TV to work. And so evidently, because he's our son, he just goes, I can't get this fucking remote to work.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie said, she goes, I know that I'm supposed to correct him, but he was just so frustrated, and it was just such a proper use of the word. Like, you could just
see, that's what I was going to say. It was done so.
It wasn't done for, he was genuinely felt it, and it just fell out of his face the way fuck is supposed to fall out of your face.
Right.
And so that made me very proud in a way that it probably shouldn't be. And Jack, what was it that Jack did? Oh. Jack was sorry, it's not going to be as funny as I'm making it right now. Jack was walking. We went to go pick up Jacob at one of his friends' house. So Jack was walking Penny, the little dog.
Yeah.
And it's so like Jacob is so dotting to that dog. Like he goes around. He's like he carries. I always have to tell him to stop carrying him because he looks like a Bond villain carrying this little rat dog around with him.
Uh-huh.
I said, you need to teach the dog to come when you ask it by carrying it everywhere. The dog's not learning.
Yeah.
Well, Jack is the exact opposite. He's so much like my father and maybe like me, but he's even closer to my father than I think I am. He's on the harness, so it's not that big a deal. But if the dog goes the other direction, he fucking yanks.
Oh, man.
He goes, get over here. He doesn't hurt her.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't hurt her because she's got the harness. And he has it like, but it's just funny because Jake is so polar
opposite.
Until
she breaks a leg. Yeah.
Well, then we'll put her down.
But. Right. I love that your moan of the week involves animal cruelty. It's really
be great.
You know, it's finally something I can get behind.
In the eyes of the beholder, Adam.
Yeah.
It was so funny to me. I just turned back and he goes, get over here. Like, he fucking talked to
me. Oh, man.
And again, I know, here's the thing. For anybody who is like you and is worried, I swear to you.
I'm worried.
I promise. The dog did not get hurt. It was just the to see the intensity and this four-year-old who just like, he gets that, I'm the fucking boss. Like, just me. I don't know why, but it really tickled me. So anyway, that's my inappropriate moment. So what have we learned today? Don't make stew in a crock pot unless you get your seasoning.
don't make stew for Luna at all.
Yeah, fuck corn and peas in your stew unless you want to feel like you want to kill your family. Jessica's a pain in the ass.
Man. We had just healed. I'm on here like emergency typing, you know.
Oh, really? She's not pissed.
She wrote that we were both on her shit list.
That's what she said. Oh, getting fighting words. Things are getting hotter in Arizona, evidently, but I don't know who she is. Anyway, send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com about why you also hate Jessica. And then facebook.com/dadpodcast. Join the group. If you want to talk to more people like Jessica, you could go to Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. That's the fan page that our very own Butcher Drew
all right.
put together for us. At Dad Podcast, at Justin Worsham, at The Real Paco Ells, all of our Twitter handles. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can now, because Bill Handel thinks I am such an idiot, you can now watch me. It's very silly. I don't know why anybody would want to do it.
Yeah.
But you can watch me run the board for the Bill Handel. If you feel like you just want to stare at me at work.
Oh, dude.
My Twitter handle for the radio station is Just In Your Ear. So if you follow me there on Twitter, Just In Your Ear, I'll put it in the description.
Yes.
And you won't get to hear me, but unless I talk on the air, but you'll hear the radio feed of the show because I pipe that in. And you'll get interrupted because I have to cue up music and stuff. So you essentially are hearing what I'm hearing in my headphones.
Okay.
And you'll get to see me sit there. And
do you get to hear your internal rants? Is it that the mic? No, that would be awesome.
I don't know why it's important.
We can hear your thoughts.
But you can see me from time to time. I will forget that I'm being recorded, especially now because it's kind of new.
And plus, you forget everything.
It's why, yes. And it's why he wanted, because I dance to the bumper music. I like the music that I pick.
Sure.
It's why I dance. So if you feel like your life is missing some white man's overbite, then you can follow that. And if you care about what I'm doing at KFI and you're on the Instagrams, you can do at handle morning crew, and I'm actually the guy who runs the Instagram for the show now, so you can
and we know how you hate the internet.
I don't hate the internet, but I put up with it. So that's all that blah 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 yakety schmackety. Spread the word. No more Justin is married, Booker is single. I found out, oh, I was going to talk about, I'll do it another day. Anyway, Paco's going to tell you about our Amazon banner.
People of Gotham, here's what you must do. You must go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll down to the bottom. Click on the Amazon banner and go through to the Amazon website and bookmark that website. And when you shop for the things you shop for on that website, use the bookmark and do some good, for God's sake.
It's funny because Michael Caine is in that movie. before we go, because I think it's awesome, Leticia just posted her moment of the week. Some second grader slapped my kid. My 42-pound kid clocked him right back. I did not care that he got in trouble. That's my kind of bullshit right there. Fuck you, bullet!
Awesome.
On behalf of Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Just Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved one, and stay frosty, my friends.